It is time now for the much-anticipated version of...
He's a self-proclaimed footy superstar.
I reckon I was probably the most influential player in the AFL.
He fears nothing and no one.
This is all off-air stuff that you're not allowed to talk about on air, but I've gone with it anyway. Yeah.
And he sees the world a little differently.
Just watching a Komodo dragon eat a monkey.
This is Nathan Brown's Top 5.
Now, Nate, before you get into this, the last 2 years you've done this on a Friday night. I've gone into Fox on the Saturday, and it is all anyone has been talking about.
Well, and it's nice that you say that because it is Fox heavy.
Is it?
It seems like when you do your sums here that...
The free-to-airs pay more, Nate.
No, Chief.
Don't think they do, Chief.
From my research and the phone calls I've made this week...
How much research?
Phone calls.
I'd have made 30 phone calls this week.
Who to?
Various people around the industry. Managers, big-nose producers, all sorts of... people with glasses. So
can you just reset? These are the top five money earners in footy media.
Here is the criteria. So you have to work for one of the major TV networks, whether it be Channel 7, Fox, or Channel 9, and you have to work for one of the major four radio stations, which is us, AW, SEN, and the ABC.
Right. Big dogs.
All right. So
you can't be doing breakfast radio, Fev style.
Fev is out. Okay. Even though he played football, he doesn't work in football. Right. He doesn't earn a dollar from football.
So it's football contracts.
Okay. Football contracts.
Okay. I like the quote.
So, and obviously Nick Riewoldt has stepped out, so he was in the top five last year, so not doing anything. So he makes way out of the top five. Mm. John O'Brown gave up his radio gig, still works at obviously Fox, and he would be on a similar package to what probably Chief is on at Fox, but Jonathan Brown doesn't make it. Chief was just outside the top five as well.
Chief's outside the top five.
I'm a long way outside.
What sort of numbers?
Because he only does one game a week for Triple M. So it is the people who do two games a week of football and then really ensconced in the actual TV network, which the Chief is because he's got his show on Sunday nights.
It's massive.
The bounce is huge.
I'm outside the top 100. Boys,
well, so the bounce Fox did end best on ground. That's cooked me. He lost some money from that.
So what sort of Chiefy's area? What areas, brackets, cheap operating in?
Well, I would have thought Chief, he'd be on a... I think Gary, Jonathan Brown and Chief are on very similar money at Fox.
So what number would that be?
I'm not going to disrespect Chief with a number, but...
That's
the whole idea, Nate.
Read out some of the other people, you'll be able to get a correlation.
Is to tell
400.
Okay, righto. Go on then, Nate. Okay.
She's going to get out of bed for
more.
So at number five comes in, and this is... Jared Waitley.
Ooh.
Jared Waitley is the main man at SEN now.
Mm.
So he also does the radio program every day, which is called Waitley.
Yep.
And then he calls the football as well. But he also does a show on Fox. And so he would do that every night.
Yeah, what's his number coming?
He's working a lot.
So from the phone calls I made today.
Before it was all week.
On the car trip into the stadium.
We estimated, me and the team. He's on 400,000 at SEN and 250 at Fox for a total of 650 for Jared Waitley.
I reckon you've undersold him. I reckon you've undersold him.
Light, big time.
I reckon you've undersold him at SEN.
Entry point in at 650.
Times are tough, Howard.
Okay.
Times are tough.
Right. Okay.
Having said that, the SEN is owned by Hutchie and not known for paying wages occasionally.
Well, there's
occasionally.
Theirs were actually in the paper not that long ago, if you remember. So that was an easy one to get on.
Okay.
So number four is a man I spoke about on the top five last week, a man who I thought is really got some area to move, and he'd love to call it Triple M, but he's at AW at the moment, and he's been taken to AW over the off-season. That's Anthony Hudson. Now, you don't get poached to go to another network where you're being paid good money at SEN without a hefty price tag. And I think Anthony Hudson is, from all the phone calls I've made this week, Chief, potentially around the $500,000 mark at AW to call football.
Just from the radio show?
What, for two games a week? Is that what he does? As in core games?
He's very good at them.
I think he...
$500,000 for two games.
Yeah. Well, you blokes are complaining that it wasn't high enough. Now you're complaining it's too high. You can't have your cake and eat it too,
Barrett. But Jared does host a show for 3 hours every morning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but there's additions.
But he's also at Fox as well, so he calls games.
And Anthony needed to get away from Jared too to allow some space for himself.
Oh, give do tell, Damo.
Why is that?
Well, they called together for a long time. Now he's his own.
Open up, Damo.
I just did. He wanted his own space.
Right. Mm. You're saying there was a fracture?
No, he's his own man now. Right. At his own setup.
Okay. And he's him and Dwayne are the two number one callers at Fox.
Yep.
That's a big operation, that is.
And very good callers too. Mm. I love Dwayne.
Is our man coming up?
He certainly is.
Here we go.
What was the total? Did we get a total for Hutto?
Hutto, yeah.
750.
750?
Yeah.
Okay.
Seems about right, Jake.
I trust your research.
Some big names you haven't mentioned yet. I feel like
you've undersold the Chief.
Yeah, I do too.
Enormously.
No, not at all. And you've undersold Jared big time.
What was Jared in it? 650.
650.
Yep. And then the 750.
750.
Now comes our man, Mark Howard.
Number three.
Please.
So we all know, because he told us, that he signed a $600,000 deal.
I did not ever tell you that, Nathan.
Did he tell us that?
You did.
I'm pretty sure about 4 years in, he also said to us that I've renegotiated six by six. And you don't negotiate down, Damo.
No.
Unless you're on the way out, this man is on the way up.
Are you including the cricket component of this?
So this is all Fox. And because he's able to earn multiple through Fox cricket and Fox football.
And he abandoned Friday Night Huddle.
It's all one package.
To go into cricket.
It's all one package. But
this will be good.
I estimated that he's on at Fox. Still around.
Was it affected by the dropping of a show out of the repertoire?
Good point.
No, Jeff. Because that was it's just a contract that says this is what you're going to get.
Yep. Network contract. How he's on a doesn't
matter. Whether he does best on ground or whether he gets sacked, he still gets.
Or whether he sits at home, he just gets the same amount.
Absolutely.
Every Monday of the month, the big cash just comes in. Now, Chief, before you announce the whole lot, did Howie say this or not? Because I accused of making stuff up. I have got piles of money that I just cannot spend, Chief. Tell me he said that or not.
Yeah, I think I'm trying to get the exact words. I don't know what to spend my money on. I've got too much.
You misquoted me. We're in the middle of COVID, and it was like, it'd be nice to get out and spend some of the money you're earning.
No. You had piles of cash. Evel Knievel couldn't jump over.
Oh, please.
Good attempt, Howie, but you didn't say that.
He's got the new house. He put in the sauna, so there's a lot of things. He's got a new car, all these things that Howard's going
on at the moment.
That's
right, new family.
I still believe he's on 600. What, sorry, Chip?
No, I'm sorry. What did you say?
Don't you start two dogs.
I still believe he's on 600 at Fox to do both football and cricket. Jeez. And then at Triple M, because he calls football here.
Podcast. How he goes.
But he's also very much entrenched in the cricket, him and James Brayshaw.
So we're getting right up now, aren't we?
I feel like at 250 from Triple M, which comes to 850, but... Then you've got to take into account all the government grants he got over the last 2 years.
Is that
years.
Football money?
It was about, it just, not really, but it just, I'm going to add it in there anyway. So it was about 60 there. So Howie's on 850 plus the 60.
910.
Jeez, that's 910.
Good year.
Now, wow. I've been told by Snorkel, we've got to move. Okay, at number two, coming in.
Just keep making it up.
This is where you might get a little bit of a correlation between what Chief might get, because Gary Lyon comes in at number two, and he's... I think he's the main man down there. I know the Chief...
There's a lot of alpha males in that.
There is. Yeah. Especially when they're walking across that bridge in Adelaide.
Bucks as well. You got Bucks.
600 at Fox for Gary and 400 at SEN. Whoa. So he still does the radio. He used to be a lot more at SEN in the radio, but he only does three mornings a week now.
So it's come back a bit.
So it's $1 million.
Someone's just walked in the box too. You haven't mentioned him by name yet.
Well, I had Brian as a special mention, but he didn't get in the top five. But now the number one.
So what was Gary?
$1 million a year.
$1 million.
And the number one is still, and was last year, James Brayshaw. So he has been the number one drive
Brian's
show.
Brian's not leaving because he's very interested.
The number one drive show for 13 years.
Rush Hour, great show.
He works his own calendar. We know that. 6 months of the year, 800,000 at Triple M. He's the face of football.
800?
He is also
just cricket too.
The Rush Hour, and he does the cricket. So he is. James Brayshaw has been the number one man for a long time.
Channel
just
7.
Before you go too much further, are you saying that James gets paid more by Channel 7 than the man in the back of the box that's just wandered in, Brian?
So,
well, he calls the cricket as well, doesn't he?
And then at Channel 7, he's got the football, and he's the main man.
So
he's
the main man. The radio.
On a Channel 7
BT
Friday night.
BT was there before him.
James Brayshaw does the hosting, and then you see him pop up on the cricket. He's over in Lords at the moment, so you don't see your number one man.
Not bigger than Bristol.
But he does the cricket as well. He does
Brian
the cricket
did the
as well.
Cricket. He did a couple of games with AB back
did
in
he?
The...
Nadia Comaneci.
That's right. So what's your number?
All up, 1.2 million for Brayshaw.
Number one, Nuna. So
there's some big names on that list. There's some really big names on that top
Who else
five.
Would you like on there?
Jared
Well, where's Nathan Buckley?
Hutto, 750, Garen, a million.
And Brian couldn't get in the top
Brian
five.
And our man's
What you didn't include is what he fleeces out of football, though. Through his little side.